The guy who won the pennant in 2002 is a shortstop for the San Francisco Giants. That is Rich Aurelia joins us. Richie, how are you?
Hey, Rich.
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
Boy, very, very well. And here come the St. Louis Cardinals, and I'm just thinking 2002. I'm thinking game two, and you helped in that one.
I think I did okay in that game. If my memory serves me correct, I did all right.
Big home run. Yeah, come on. That was a big time. But, Richie, the Cardinals and just this organization of taking on the Reds, the Cardinals and the Tigers and Yankees are still in this thing. This is old-time baseball, and you're a New York guy. You know what I'm talking about. Giants-Cardinals, it's a good matchup.
I think it's a very evenly matched series. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, the Cardinals are pretty much out of the Central from mid-season on when the Reds are running away with it. But you know, they are a good ball club. They do have some experience on that team, and they're not the same team they were last year when they won the World Series. They're a little bit different. They've lost two big guys in their lineup with Pujols and Lance Berkman being hurt, but they've added a guy like Carlos Beltran who, you know, who is known for having big postseasons, and I think he's having one pretty good one so far right now. And you know, and for me, a big addition to this Cardinals team going into this NLCS is Chris Carpenter. I'm curious to see, you know, if he's, you know, I know he's made about four or five starts since he came off the DL after missing most of the year, but you know, if they don't have the Chris Carpenter that they were used to having last year or in years past, you know, I think they could struggle a little bit with their rotation.
Richie, give me a comparison. First of all, let me get your take on the Red series. And team goes down 0-2. You know, you've been around the game a long time, and you know, you got it. You can't feel great as a player, but you know, it's one game at a time. What was your take on the Red series?
Well, I'll be honest. You know, when we talked last week before that series, you know, I thought it was a little five games, and I thought the Giants would win. I didn't think it would pan out the way it did. I thought the Giants would, you know, win the series, but I didn't think they'd lose two games at home the way they did. So, you know, hats off to those guys. I mean, it was a remarkable series to watch, not only as a former player and a guy that follows that team, but as a fan of baseball. And, you know, watching that, you know, and the whole series to me swung on that one play, that error, that, you know, I look back, that's a tough play. I mean, Scott Rowland had a tough play to make with a pretty fast runner, and that whole series seemed like it hinged on that play, and the Giants took advantage of it. When you get to series and postseason series like this, that's what games are going to hinge on. Who makes the least amount of mistakes and who could take advantage of the mistakes when they're given to them? And that's what the Giants did. And they pretty much, you know, ran off with those, you know, the last two games of that series, and they're hot coming into the series against the Cardinals.
Hey, Rich, I want to talk about Game 5 with you real quick and just kind of analyze how far Brandon Crawford's come. I mean, I know that the Pagan catch and obviously the Buster Posey granny and Romo late, those are the key moments. But Brandon Crawford with that catch late in the ball game, that diving catch was just phenomenal. And then that sick at-bat against Chapman. I mean, this guy has come so far. Earlier in the year, he was booting balls all over the place, and to see him play so well in Game 5, I mean, you know a thing, too, about shortstop. Wasn't that neat?
It was great to see. You know, I don't know Brandon that well, but from what I've heard, he's a really good kid, and he works hard and has a great future there with the Giants. And, you know, for me, looking at his season, it's not an easy thing to come in as, you know, I know he wasn't a rookie this year, but, you know, in all reality, he kind of was because he was given the job every day. And I know there were questions going into that fifth game. Was he going to start that fifth game because his offense had not been up to par so far in the series. But, you know, that's why Boch manages the team. He knows that pitching and defense is going to win games, and Crawford's their best defender out there at shortstop. And to see some of the, progression he's made this year, and especially with that, you know, that's a huge play in that game, a huge play making that diving stop. And then, you know, offensively, for me, watching it as a Giants fan and as a kind of an analyst of the game, I mean, those last couple at-bats he had are huge, huge for his confidence level going into this series. I mean, you're not going to face many better pitchers than Aroldis Chapman. And to have a great at-bat like he did, and to line a base hit into, you know, right center, against a lefty who he never really plays against,
right,
lefties, I think that's a huge, huge confidence boost for him. So hopefully this series he gets off to a better start offensively. And the thing I've noticed about him the second half of the season is it doesn't seem at all that his offense is being carried over onto the defensive side of his game, because he's been fantastic.
No, he's been great. Yep. Rich, I said this about Brandon Belt. I talked to him. We had George Kontos on as well. You know, the Hunter Pence speech. And, you know, every ball club needs something sort of to galvanize it together. We had the Red Thong with Aubrey Huff. We've got Pence making these, you know, Friday night Texas football speeches, you know, before each game. Two questions to you. One, what do you think about Pence and the effect on the ball club? And two, in your 2002 season, what was the galvanizing point for you guys?
Yeah.
So take yeah. either one in either order.
Well, you know, first I'll talk about 02 since that happened a long time ago. I think we had a core of guys that were such veteran players, that guys that have been in the postseason before, guys that have been to all-star games, guys that had, like, all individual accolades. The only thing that was missing was the World Series. And we didn't have anything like that. We just had one goal in mind, get to the postseason and win. No matter how we did it, no matter how we got there, no matter who got us there, it didn't matter. So I think we were a different team in the sense that we were veteran guys that didn't need the, you know, pump me up, go get them speech. I mean, we knew we wanted to win, and that's what we were going to try and do. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for us because the other guys had a rally monkey. But, you know, but maybe we needed
monkeys,
some kind of animal. Yeah, but, you know, this team going into it, you know, they don't have a ton of veteran guys. They don't have a lot of guys that have been there before, you know, over and over again. So when you get a guy like Hunter Pence, who, you know, basically is being brought in for his offensive capability to be put in the middle of that lineup, it shows you how much a player who has some veteran, you know, leadership and some time in the big leagues and guy that's played in the postseason can actually contribute off the field. And that's what he's done. And he's been the rallying cry the last three games for those guys. And you know what? If you can get guys to buy into it, then it's going to work. And that's what he's done. He's gotten his team to buy into it. And they look forward to it now. I'm sure they'll do it tonight and the rest of the whole postseason. But it's a good way for a guy to basically, you know, you got your posies and your canes, like I said last week when we talked. They're your leaders on the field by the way they play the game, the way they approach their work ethic and how they approach getting ready for a game. You know what? A guy like Hunter Pence is getting those guys ready to go on the field. And that's a great addition to that team. And I'm kind of glad he did something like that, because they needed something like that to get them going.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, you lived here, you played here. You know, this is sort of a little sophisticated town. But I think people, if he does this in the dugout, the 42,000, and probably put it on the big board, I think they'll go nuts this thing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll go absolutely crazy. And I think honestly, guys, I think that's the best thing they could do pregame to put that up on the screen. Because, you know what, they had two games at home where they played against the Reds where they were never really in a game. I mean, it didn't seem like they were in any game. And, you know, it kind of gets the crowd out of the game. And that's one of the benefits of having home field advantage, is having that crowd on your side and being loud. And, you know, that place is, you know, the Giants fans are great. And if they can get them going before a game even starts and carry that into, you know, the first inning and through the first couple of games, that can help that team even more.
Yeah, great point. Richie, someone's got to step up in the pitching side. And again, look, Buster Posey, every time you turn around, he throws Phillips out at third. He gets the hit to start the 10th inning. He hits the grand slam. You know, I know it's him. But someone on the pitching side has got to step up in this 7-game series. It's different than 5 games. And you got to say, I'm the guy, give me the ball, and I'm going to get it done for you. Who do you see that happening for in the Giants side?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at the rotation, you know, I'd like to see one of these first two guys that are starting, either Bum or Vogie, go out there and just, you know, have a dominant start. I mean, which both of them are definitely capable of doing. And, you know, but they're both two different types of personalities. I mean, you know, Madison's just kind of a quiet guy and just goes about his business. And Vogie can get a little, you know, wears hard on his sleeve out there, which I think is good sometimes. So I'm looking for one of those two guys to get them off to a good start. Talking about, you know, going into the bullpen, I mean, you can't say enough about the job those guys did the last three games. And, you know, I think my key again is, I think in the bullpen, is going to be the guy who basically gets the ball to Romo. Because, you know, unless there's a left-hander coming up, it's going to be Romo closing the game. So those guys leading up to Romo, you know, if Affelt, if his thumb's okay, or Santiago Garcia, I mean, those two guys are pretty much going to be the guys that set him up. So, you know, on the pitching side, I think those guys have done well so far, but they need to keep doing well.
Rich, what do you think about Lincecum? Do you leave him in the bullpen? He was so effective against the Reds, or do you give him a start against the Cardinals?
My personal preference, I think we may see Tim in game four. Game three is setting up where Matt Cain goes on his normal rest, and there's no way they're going to let Matt Cain go, you know, with an extra day's rest. I mean, he's your horse. He's the guy that you rode all the way here, and he's going to be the guy going to game three. So your decision is, do you go with Dito or do you go with Lincecum? I think both guys have shown, you know, in different ways that they deserve to be in the rotation for this series. But I think right now, if you look at it, you know, what Lincecum showed in the last series, I mean, he would have the upper hand for me right now. I'm not saying that Barry doesn't deserve it, but, you know, Tim just looks like, at least for right now, he has that electric stuff again. And you know what? And maybe he has a chip on his shoulder, and maybe that's what he needs to go out and have that chip on his shoulder so he goes out and performs well.
Wow, great stuff, Richie. Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah. And are you coming up at all for this one?
I think I'm coming up there for 6 and 7 if it gets that far.
All right. Yeah, I said, hey, you know, let's say it's split at home and just get this thing back here for 6 and 7. I think it'd be pretty darn good.
And you know what? If they win before 6, then I'll be up for the World Series. So.
Fabulous. Good stuff, Richie. You're on it today. I appreciate it. Great stuff.
Yeah,
no problem, guys. And, you know, I hope you guys have some more fun out there and enjoy the ball games.
All right. Well, if you're here for 6, we'll be right here.
Come on down.
On Sunday, I want to see you here if you're coming up.
If I'm there, I'll come and tap you on the back of the head, and I'll be sitting right next to you.
All right. Thanks, Richie.
Thanks, Rich.
All right. Rich Aurelia, all right, fans. Rich Aurelia.
Good stuff.
All right. Great stuff.